blind pit bull. "I'm sorry," the woman said when she was close enough to Amy to be heard over the whine of rush hour and dogs barking inside their oval run. "I have to tell you something."
"Me?"
"Something terrible." The woman had an enormous tote bag on her shoulder, spilling over with scarves, leaflets, bits of fabric.
"I'm really sorry."
Amy was too tired for this. She hadn't slept the night before.
"I'm not interested," she said. "Whatever you're selling."
"No," the woman said.
"It's your dog. She's yours, right?"
Who else's could she be?
Roxy. Kind-hearted rescue. Smallish German shepherd. The worst defense imaginable against thieves or crazy people. She stepped toward the woman for a pat on the head.
"She's sweet," the woman said, obliging. "Can I help you?" Amy tugged on Roxy's leash.
"Heel, girl."
But Roxy was blissed out from the woman's attention, leaning up against her skinny legs.
I hate to tell you this, I'm sorry. I always hate telling people. But your dog is about to...
You see, I'm kind of a pet psychic. The woman said this gently, rubbing the sweet spot in the middle of Roxy's bony head.
And I think you need to know that your dog is miserable.
Excuse me? Amy straightened, offended.
No, I'm sorry. Not miserable, exactly. Just like, kind of lost. Kind of directionless.
She's a dog, Amy said. That's not a way a dog can feel.
Actually, it is, the woman said. It might sound crazy, but I've always had a true connection with animals. I know what they're thinking, like their deepest emotions.
Okay, but in fact, Amy said, tugging harder on Roxy's leash, that's impossible.
It's been my curse since I was a child, the woman said.
She smiled ruefully, and Amy could see a swipe of maroon lipstick on her teeth.
Sometimes people think I'm crazy.
I think you're crazy, but Amy kept it to herself.
Anyway, something truly metamorphic is coming for her, but it's going to be very difficult, very heavy. I think she knows it too, the woman said.
She switched her massive tote bag to her other arm.
You can tell by the way she walks, her gait. Something needs to be fixed. Please don't ignore it.
Nothing needs to be fixed, Amy said. She walks fine. When did you even see her walk? We've been at the dog park since 6:30.
I've been watching you all morning, the woman said.
And this was when Amy blinked.
Run, girl.
She must have said it out loud, because Roxy took off like a jet, pulling Amy with her, the leash taut. And even as they ran, she checked Roxy's hips, and her gait was fine, thank you. And when they were 50 yards away, the edge of Tompkins Square Park, Amy turned around. The woman had disappeared. A bad dream. Insanity. Roxy was panting.
Roxy, Amy said. Roxy, girl, what the hell was that?
She sat down on a bench, and Roxy sat at her feet. Gently, not in pain. She looked around again. Students and commuters and dogs and their owners and joggers.
Two cops.
She knew it made her a bad liberal, but Amy felt better once she saw the cops. The woman had not reemerged, and Amy thought that this was what a sleepless night could do to a person in middle age. Waking nightmares. Hallucinations.
You want to go home, Rox?
Roxy looked at Amy with a cocked eyebrow. She was a dog. Where they went wasn't up to her.
Do you?
Roxy shrugged her body downward, rested her heavy head on her paws.
Do you feel miserable? Lost? Directionless?
The dog yawned. Sometimes after the park, Amy and Roxy would walk to Union Square, especially if the Green Market was on. Or sometimes they would stop for breakfast at Veselka. Or sometimes they would go home and Amy would work on whatever small projects she had created for herself for the day. There was less and less to do, really. She wasn't teaching anything this semester. She didn't have any new writing assignments. No invitations,